Hi, this is Jeanette on a recorded line.
Hello, this is Claudine.
Hi, Claudine. Are you calling about the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, we are speaking on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm you have not signed any legal documents obtaining an attorney regarding the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And is this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one who used hair relaxer?
Myself.
Okay. And have you used hair relaxers or straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxers?
Yes.
Okay, sorry to hear that. What kind of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian.
Okay, and I'm sorry to hear that as well. When were you first diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
Excuse me.
When were you first diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
October 20th, 2024.
2024, okay. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Tamika Alexander.
Alexander, okay. And then where did Dr. Tamika Alexander practice out of?
University of Illinois Hospital.
Okay. Thank you. And then in case we get disconnected, I have your phone number down as 773-668-4177.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay, and then it was the University of Illinois Hospital.
Yes.
Okay, and are they on West Taylor Street?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. 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 And did you use hair relaxers more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay. How many times per year did you use hair relaxers before your diagnosis?
Using consecutively 15.
Okay. 15 times per year?
Yes.
Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your date of birth?
7/29/69.
Okay, I have July 29th, 1969.
Yeah.
Okay, and were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, and do you know any family members or friends who were also affected by hair relaxers?
No.
Okay, that's good to hear. What state did you use hair relaxers in?
Illinois.
Okay, thank you. And when did you first start using hair relaxers? Roughly what year?
October of 2009.
Of 2009?
Sorry, February 2009.
Sorry, February of 2009?
Yes.
Okay, and when did you stop using hair relaxers?
October of 2024.
2024, okay. And how often did you use hair relaxers? Would you say you use them weekly, monthly, 4 times per year?
Monthly.
Okay. And consecutively, how many years were you using hair relaxers?
15, about
Okay.
15.
About 15 years, okay.
Yeah.
And did you use hair relaxers in a salon or at home?
Salon and at home,
So
yeah.
both.
Yeah.
Okay. And then for at home, where did you purchase the hair relaxers from?
Various stores, beauty supply stores.
Beauty supply stores. Okay. And then for the salon, which salons did you go to or Can you remember at least one salon that you went to?
Phase One, and Beauty in Motion.
Beauty Emotion. And what city was Beauty Emotion in?
Was in Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois. Okay. Beauty in Motion.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And they're on West North Ave.
Yes.
Okay. And do you currently use any hair relaxing products?
No.
Okay. And what brand names did you use for the hair relaxers?
Dark and Lovely by L'Oreal.
Okay. Thank you. And did your ovarian cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxers regularly for at least 1 year?
Yeah.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for the ovarian cancer?
They removed the left ovary.
Okay. Okay. Sorry to hear that. When did the treatment occur? What month and date? Do you recall the date?
October 20th of 2024.
2024. Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that treated you? Was it Dr. Tamika Alexander?
No, it was the oncologist was
Pardon?
Paul Rubinstein.
Rubenstein. And where did Dr. Paul Rubinstein Stein practice out of?
Excuse me.
Where did he practice out of?
University of Illinois Hospital.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Okay, and can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And I have your first name spelled Claudine. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then I have your last name spelled Harvey. Is that correct?
Yes.
Do you have a suffix to your name? Are you a junior, senior, the second, third, or no?
No.
Okay. And for the purpose of requesting medical records, what is your social?
340-66-4831.
Okay. I have 340-66-4831.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And then the phone we're speaking on, this is a cell phone or a landline?
Cell phone.
Okay, and then I have an email address here for you. Is it your last name underscore first name at yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay, and what is a good mailing address for you?
3847 West Fillmore Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60624.
60624 Chicago, Illinois. And then the number is 3840.
3847.
47. Thank you. Okay. West Fillmore Street, Chicago, Illinois. 60624. Okay. And is there an apartment or a building number or no?
Two.
Apartment 2?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Let me add that. Okay. Apartment 2. And do you have any medical records or are you able to provide medical records if requested?
Yes.
Okay. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yes.
Okay. And do they live with you or do they not live with you?
No, they don't live with me.
Okay. And what is their name?
Pearline Kirby.
Okay. How do I spell that?
P-E-A-R-L-E-A-N. Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y.
Thank you. What is a good contact number?
773-330-3011.
Thank you. Okay. 773-330-3011.
Yeah.
Okay. And let me go over the information I have. I want to make sure I have everything correct before I send over some documents. So I have your mailing address as 3847 West Fillmore Street in Chicago, Illinois, 60624, apartment 2.
Yeah.
I have your email as harvey_claudine@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
I have your social as 340-664-831.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I have, and I have your date of birth as 07/29/1969.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And then I have that you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer October 2nd of 2024.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send over some documents through DocuSign. You'll see a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form that will allow the attorneys to request medical records. You'll get a text as well as an email shortly that'll say, Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. I'll stay on the phone with you in case you have any questions or anything is misspelled to let me know, okay?
Okay.
Okay, give me 1 second while I populate the documents. Okay, let me know when you see that text come through.
Is that Jeanette Butler?
Yep, that's me.
Okay, got it.
Okay, go ahead and press that link.
Okay.
And then you might have to press yes to allow SMS messages.
Okay, my phone moves slow, so.
That's okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, I see it. Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
Okay, and then do you see the DocuSign opening?
Yeah.
Okay, do you see a continue button?
Okay, allow visiting to decide, allow this time.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, yes, we continue.
Go ahead and press continue.
Okay. Okay, and I agree to use it. Okay.
Yep, and then press continue.
Okay, got it.
And then do you see a start button?
Yeah.
Go ahead and press the start button.
Okay, got it.
Yep, and then it'll take you to your first signature field. You're going to tap on the highlighted field, and you can either press select style, or you can draw your signature with your finger, and then press adopt and sign.
Okay.
And then it'll take you to the next field. You'll just tap those highlighted fields until you see a finish button.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it does it for you. Mm-hmm. Yep, do you see that finish button? Okay. If you missed it anywhere.
I think I missed something.
Yep, it'll take you back. So go ahead and tap that field that you missed.
Okay. I think I got it. Man. Okay.
Okay, and then perfect. Yep, just got that back. Let me go ahead and open it up and make sure the signature is populated. Yep, they're right there. Perfect. So the next step is for today, you're all set to go, but you'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from the law firm Pulaski Legal. They'll be calling to start their case verification to just verify that it is okay to start the process of pulling medical records. So keep an eye out for a call. I believe it's a 909 number. If you miss their call, they'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. So just give them a call back at your earliest convenience. Okay, Claudine?
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, it was a pleasure speaking to you. I'm sorry you went through this because of hair relaxers. I hope you have a happy holidays, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.